The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, hello everyone, and welcome to our meditation. And back here at IMC, Insight Meditation Center. So, in very conscious of this week, of course, that where the topic is grief, and thinking about the care that is needed in addressing grief, being with grief, but also meditating with grief. Some people find that meditation is one of the great places to, in some very radical way, to leave ourselves alone. And what that means is that there are times when we don't leave our feelings, our emotions, our attitudes, ourselves alone, because there's all these second arrows, there's all these secondary judgments and criticisms and hopes and desires that are added on top of what's the simplicity of our experience and simplicity of grief, if we could ever talk about it being simple. And so this kind of ability to just be present for our experience becomes a very radical thing to do when our experience is very painful and difficult or very intense. And that's one of the skills we're developing, the capacity, slowly, steadily increasing our capacity to be able to be present in a simple way with the intensities of our life. And sitting down to meditate, this posture is hopefully a somewhat simple posture that supports the simplicity of being with what we're having. Now, in relationship to this, how we are with ourselves, there is there's a range of ways that we can be relating to ourselves or relating to grief, difficult things within us. And on one end of the range might be the attitude of cruelty. We're kind of have a cruel, hostile relationship to what's happening to ourselves. And on the other range, end of the range, is to have compassion, love, care for ourselves. And then it can get increasingly from the more difficult ones, the cruelty and hostility, as it moves down towards the middle of that range, there's annoyance, there's criticisms, there's judgmentalism, there's harshness that might be there. And so, and what we're doing is beginning to move where our center is from places where it's on the critical negative side of that, moving it towards the positive. Some people can cultivate and tap into compassion, love, forgiveness pretty easily. Some people can't. But some people can start beginning to kind of move steadily in the direction, step by step, slowly, from being less critical of themselves, just less and less, ease up, soft, become softer and softer. And there's something very special about the midpoint between that two. Rather than holding up that we always supposed to be compassionate and loving, there's a midpoint that's very rich and deep of just being present for experience that allows for a very different kind of love and compassion that then is comes when we intentionally are compassionate, when we cultivate and do it. There's a natural capacity for care, for love. And so as we sit this meditation, you might consider, in preparation for grief, or time when you might be sitting with grief, where in that range you sit. Do you tend to your default to be on the harsh side of it, or tend to be default on the kind side of that range of attitudes towards what's happening with us? And perhaps you can either sit in the middle, the simplicity of just being with experience, or you can cultivate forgiveness, kindness, compassion for your experience, for yourself, for the grief that you might carry with yourself. It's a difficult thing to be a human being, and lots of challenges. And we are completely appropriate for us to gaze upon ourselves kindly and caringly and tenderly. So to begin with a meditation posture, and for some people, assuming a posture meditation is a beginning act of care, of kindness, beginning to tune in, feel into the body, the heart, the mind, of how to establish a caring presence here, now. And if it's comfortable, you can lower your gaze and gently close your eyes. And is there any ways in which you can tap into, touch into tenderness, warmth, kindness that lives here in your body? And perhaps you can take a few long, deep breaths into that place of tenderness, kindness, warmth, however subtle or small it might be. Breathe into it with a deep breath. On the exhale, settling into your tenderness. Take a deep breath and then relax on the exhale. Can be done with a sense of care and gentleness, kindness towards oneself and one's body. And then letting the breathing return to normal. On the exhale, continuing to relax, soften in the body, on the exhale, softening the thinking mind, one of the centers for harshness, criticalness, guilt. Judgments about negative judgments of ourselves, as if the thinking mind is a muscle. As you exhale, relax the thinking muscle. And then just sit here quietly. And as you meditate, from time to time notice, where are you in the range from negative attitudes towards yourself towards positive attitudes towards yourself? Can you soften and relax the negative? Can you sit there in the middle, where there's neither positive nor negative, but rather a rich feeling of presence, attention to what is? Or is there compassion, care, love for yourself and your challenges? Breathing with a gentle wind of care. Breathing with compassion and forgiveness. It's okay. What is the attitude you have towards yourself sitting here? What is the attitude you have towards your difficulties? To go from the negative to towards the positive is to become simpler. Almost letting go of effort and need and judgments. Just be with what is. Maybe be with it tenderly, kindly. One of the great skills of mindfulness meditation is to hold ourselves, to hold our experience without any criticism, without any judgment, without any harshness or to hold it kindly, carefully, forgivingly, broadly, openly, to hold it to make space for our experience. To get out of the way of the lived life as it moves through us, the lived life as it appears within us. It's a way of giving breathing room to ourselves. Maybe even a kind of rest from all the doing and judging and planning and imagining that we can get wrapped up in. And then to imagine that you can turn that care, kindness, tenderness as a gaze out upon the world. Do not bring to the world our harshness and judgments, criticisms, but to bring instead the gift of allowing things to be free of our projections and entanglements. The gift of being someone who does not criticize and angry and unforgiving. To live a life of care is to live from the freedom of the heart. The heart is the metaphorical heart, feeling heart. It is its nature to care, to be tender and kind. May we gaze upon the world with goodwill. May we keep close to our hearts a vision of bringing welfare and happiness to others. May our goodwill travel out through our words and our deeds, thoughts. May others be happy. May others be safe. May others be peaceful. May others be free. And being free from ill will and anger and greed, may we share this world together in concord and union and friendship. May we live for the benefit and happiness of the whole world. Thank you.